Alrighty, folks, welcome to another episode of the Above the Bar podcast, Bar Snacks. Today's episode, we're going to be discussing face mask or not the face mask, or I hate your face mask, whatever you want to call it. I was sent a video by a good friend of mine that was about somewhere down in Palm Beach, Florida, with a conversation about these people who were complaining about wearing masks, and they went to their city council, and they were just very upset. Initially, I swear to you, when he sent me the video, I thought it was an Onion video. I didn't think it was real. It was too funny watching these people yelling at their city council about wearing a mask and should they or shouldn't they. I'm going to be real honest with you. I hate the masks. I don't want to wear a mask. I have no interest in wearing a mask. But it kind of goes back to the same idea of no shirt, no shoes, no service. Not a single person that I know personally would even question the fact that they went into a restaurant without their shirt or their shoes on or into a business, and the business turned around and said, hey, get out, go put a shirt on, go put your shoes on. No one would ever question the fact if they were told that. But for some reason, people have lost their ever-loving minds about wearing a mask. Now, Florida, people in Florida right now should be more than happy to see their neighbor wearing a mask. The other day, they had 5,500 cases confirmed in one day. And I know all the theories about, you know, whether or not cases are real and these states are getting extra money for the cases. I get it. Got it. Understood. But the fact of the matter is 5,500 cases is a lot of cases. So let's start asking ourselves, is it really that big a deal to wear a mask? And I've got my own personal issues with it. They tell you, you walk in with the mask. When you sit down at your table, you can take it off. I don't understand if somehow around that table there's a magic bubble that protects me from issues when I sit down. And then when I stand up, I have to put it back on because the force field has gone away. But reality of it is, folks, is these places where the social distancing is still being enforced, things are happening, there's not any issues. There's nothing to be upset about. Why are you freaking out because they've told you to wear a mask? And I think I figured it out. Again, talking with Ken, we had a great conversation about this, and I figured it out. You don't want to wear a mask because you think it makes you look like a dork. I get it. I don't like to wear the mask because I think it makes me look stupid. But what we do is we make a lot of great excuses about wearing the mask. My personal favorite is these people that are like, oh, I can't breathe in it. Stop. You can breathe in the mask. Your doctor who does surgery on you wears a mask for hours upon hours. None of them have passed out from wearing a mask. None of them need oxygen underneath of their face mask while they're doing surgery on you. So stop telling people, oh, I can't wear this. I can't breathe in it. Yes, you can. I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, wore plenty of gas masks. Until you have been in a mop suit with a gas mask with a hood on it, then you'll know what difficulty breathing in that stuff is in the Carolina heat at 95 degrees and 100% humidity. So the little tiny face mask you're wearing is nothing. Embrace the idea of it. Had a lady at work the other day. She had the most bedazzled, fabulous mask I've ever seen in my life. It had her name down the middle of it. It had little jewels on it. She took advantage of it. Make it a fashion accessory. Saw another guy today. Everything he wore matched, to include his mask and his shoes, everything. So take advantage of it. Don't just sit there and get upset about it. And these people that are freaking out when establishments tell them to wear a mask, it's their business. They can tell you this. They have that right. They don't want to be fined whatever their personal states are being fined them to let you walk around. You're not the one person that they're going to shut down their entire establishment to make you happy. Come on, folks. This is not a big deal. I am so over the mask myself. I so want to be done with it. So the faster we all listen, the faster we all get involved, the faster we just say, forget about it, wear the mask, stop spreading this funky little virus around, then we'd all don't have to do it. Then it'll be perfect, and we can all be back to normal, running around, talking in each other's face, smelling each other's funky breath, It'll be much, much better. Have faith in me. Take the time, chew on this thought, this Above the Bar podcast, Bar Snack. I'd love to see your comments on our Twitter, which is at Above the Bar 4. You can send us something on Instagram at above_the_bar_podcast. Our Podbean page is abovethebar.podbean.com. And our Facebook page is the Above the Bar Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Sean. Looking forward to hearing everybody's comments. There's also a couple of quick questions that I threw out there. If you have a topic that you'd like to cover, send it on over. I'd love to hear it. Maybe I'll mention you on the show. For now, have a great evening, and I'll talk to everyone soon.